ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alayka ya Abu Abdullah, ya Sayyid al-Shuhada, ya Baba Najat al-Ummah, O the great of rescue of the people, ya Rahmat Allah al-Wasa, O the manifestation of the vast mercy of Allah. Today marks the day of martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his companions in the plains of Karbala. No matter how many years has passed, the heat of the love of Sayyid al-Shuhada has only been increasing in our heart. And this fire of love will never shut down in our hearts as long as we bear faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sign of it is that inna lil Husayn fi qulub al mu'minina hararatun, in the hearts of the people, in the hearts of the believers, for Imam Hussain alayhi salam, there's a fire of love that is burning, that will never be set down, that will never go off in their hearts. As long as iman and faith is there, as long as belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there, love for Imam Hussain alayhi salam is going to be existing and is only going to increase, as we have witnessed throughout the span of our own life. Therefore, on this day, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us to be the true companions and true followers of the Hussein of our time, and to be the true enemies of the Yazid of our time, to be able to know the Yazid of our time and to have the strength to stand up against him. Let's talk about the dua Sahifa Sajjadiyah, remembering Imam Sajjad and the situation he was going through on the day like this day on Ashura, and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the right to guide us to the right path and to save us from the army of Shaitan, not Shaitan himself. Let's take a quick break. We are going to be back.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
Alright, respected brothers and sisters, it's very important to keep in mind that Shaitan is not an existence all alone. Shaitan is an idea. Shaitan is a group of individuals, a number of individuals coming together. Their head, their leader is Iblis, which we know him as Shaitan or Satan. And he has armies. He has followers. He has missionaries. He has people who would act upon his call and his commands, right? From the human beings and from other existence other than human beings, from the jinn and so on and so forth. That is why in the 17th dua of Sahifa Sajjadiyah, when Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, this is his supplication, when he mentioned Shaitan and sought refuge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from his enmity and trickery, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is also asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to dismantle the army of Shaitan. And that proves to us that Shaitan has an army, right? As we have in other places. But what is really the army of Shaitan? Allahumma ahlul, that's what he says. Allahumma wahzim jundah. O Allah, root his troops. Wa'abtil kaidah. Nullify his trickery. Wahdim kahfah. Make his cave collapse. Make their base to shut down and collapse. Their safe zone, their castle, right? The place that they come together, the place that they rejuvenate and they get to reunite. And wa'arghim anfah, and rub his nose in the ground, meaning that grant us clear victory, which is equivalent to a clear defeat on the side of Shaitan. As was stated in the preceding phrase and passage, and we mentioned it before, it becomes clearly evident from these sayings and the hadith and these du'as that Shaitan possesses numerous armies and helpers, a vulnerable scheme, and a fortress that can be conquered. In our narratives, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam and other Ahlul Bayt, in many of the books, many of the texts, including Al-Kafi, the soldiers of Shaitan in many of Ahadith, in many of the traditions, are also referred as the soldiers of ignorance. Because what calls or what makes those individuals from human beings or non-human beings to follow Shaitan? It's their ignorance. Shaitan leads and governs on the basis of ignorance. That's why the army of Shaitan is literally the army of ignorance. Let's take a quick break. Inshallah, we'll be back shortly.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio.
All right, respected brothers and sisters, we've been mentioning about the reality of the army of Shaitan and the importance of praying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to dismantle these followers, these armies of Shaitan, the troops of Shaitan. Meaning that in reality, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, peace be upon him, has asked God Almighty for the destruction of Shaitan's hosts, which originate from ignorance, his troops, his followers, whoever that acts upon his call, in all the mentioned attributes. In essence, by requesting the defeat of Shaitan's army and the followers of Shaitan, Imam Sajjad has asked the glorious God to grant assistance so that humanity may become characterized by the opposite of these vices, which are the praiseworthy attributes or the hosts of the reason, right? Or the soldiers of the reason. In the opposite or in the contrary of the hosts or the soldiers or the troops or the army of ignorance, there exists the army or the troops of reason and ration. And that's what Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam wanted to wake up in us, right? They wanted to wake our rationality up. They wanted to make sure that our rationality is intact. Our reasoning is what we use for making decisions, right? That aql, that wisdom, that sacred and holy aql that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us is something that we use. So therefore, to confront Shaitan, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to dismantle his army, whether it's by granting them knowledge to so that they wake up and they come back to the right path, or increase our knowledge to be able to defeat them by ourselves. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را